And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we are working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and I have Nathan joining me today. Now, Nathan is a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and unlike many of the Lifestyles Unlimited members that I bring onto the show, Nathan was a real estate investor before he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He actually got involved with short-term rentals. He got involved with some other things. And then eventually, he found Lifestyles Unlimited. And he found Lifestyles Unlimited because everything that he was doing, it just didn't seem to be quite working out the way it should have been working out. And he knew he could do a little bit better. So now that I've set the stage, let's bring Nathan onto the show and say, welcome, Nathan. How are you today? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Al. If I were any better, I'd be donuts.
You'd be donuts? Why would you be donuts?
That'd be better.
Oh, that'd be better. I like that. So did I get your backstory anywhere close? Did I run off the rails anywhere?
90% close.
Okay.
You know, when I was 19, I did not own any property, probably not until I was like in my late 20s. But I did have at 19, that's when the spark was kind of put in my mind. I had a terrible experience with my first landlord who turned out to be a slumlord. And I was like, oh my gosh, how can people treat somebody who's like living in their home like this? It was a really poor experience. And unlike going to a restaurant or any other kind of business that you go to, you can't just leave. It's your home. It's a big deal as a renter. So that was one of the big sparks that got me excited about real estate.
Yeah, you know, I totally messed that up. My apologies. I thought you were the landlord. So, you know, I'd be guilty of almost calling you a slumlord. And you and I know that that's not true. That is the farthest thing from the truth. You are nothing close to a slumlord. As a matter of fact, you're a guy that likes to provide clean, functional workforce housing to a demographic of people that is looking for it. Is that fair?
Absolutely. Yeah. At my company, we focus really heavily on the resident experience. So, you know, we make sure everything is clean and functional. As Del Walmsley says, best product, best price. We're always trying to think of ways to get proactive. In fact, this week, my community manager at one of my properties is sending out emails to every single resident asking them, being proactive. Hey, is there anything going on maintenance-wise inside of your apartment that maybe you haven't felt comfortable addressing or you want to bring to our attention? So we're always looking for ways to improve the experience of our residents.
Wow. That sounds like you look at your residents like they're actual stakeholders in the entity.
Absolutely. The residents and then the investors in our deal. We've got contractors. We have community leaders in the community. We have our neighbors. And it's all there are five different aspects of stakeholders around our property that we have an impact on based on how we operate our property. So I'm always sharing with the team experience, whether it's resident experience. They know that I'm really focused on investor experience with the people who invest in my deals. Same thing with neighbors and, city hall, permitting office, contractors, everybody who's involved, and employee experience as well.
Wow, you just did a really good job on how to build the team. I mean, I should have had you on the show when I was doing the team show a couple of weeks ago because you just nailed it, man. Good job.
My pleasure.
So nobody knows your background. I mean, we talked a little bit about what you've done in the past. We've talked about the fact that you became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. We've talked about the fact that, you know, you had, what, upwards of 30 short-term rentals? What was going on with that? Why short-term rentals?
That's a great question. Okay. Moved to Texas. I'm in Austin, Texas, and I moved here in 2013. That year, bought my first duplex, single-family property. And about a year, so we moved into that, did the house hacking thing, my wife and I, and then we bought a 4-bedroom single family home. And we ended up renting out two of the rooms on Airbnb, which was another form of house hacking for that house, which paid for all of our expenses, you know, the entire mortgage, all those payments, utilities, internet, all that good stuff, by these two rooms. And yes, we had strangers coming in and out of our house at all hours of the day and night. But, you know, when you're young and hungry, you do what you got to do. So we had those going for 2 years, 2015, 2016, then 2017, we were blessed with a beautiful baby girl. So we definitely shut down the having strangers coming in and out of our home anymore. And that's when I started approaching other landlords and saying, hey, would you let me rent your property? I'll fill it up with furniture, put it on Airbnb. We'll make sure everything's, you know, above board. And we keep a arbitrage of between the rental amount and the income coming from Airbnb. So I did that about 30 times.
So I guess, Nathan, the big question is, why the transition? I mean, first of all, the house hacking, I get that. You were young. You were trying to figure out how to get real estate done. It seemed like a decent way to get things going. Did you make any money with it?
Oh, yeah. We made really good money. But it's a job, and it's a grind, and it's, yeah, it was just going from working for an employer for working for Airbnb, basically. And, it freed up some of my time. I was able to spend some more time with my young daughter, but I quit my job in 2017, so I've been self-employed since then. But it was in like 2019, I contacted Joey Sullivan, a really good friend of mine, also a Lifestyles Unlimited single family mentor. And this is before I'm even a member. And I said, hey, I've got this multifamily property. I want to take it down. I want to purchase it, but I don't know how. Like, do you know anybody who does multifamily? And he goes, oh, didn't you know that Lifestyles Unlimited teaches multifamily? No, I did not. So started going to some meetings. Joey and I ended up driving down to San Antonio, Texas to meet David Fisher. And for the first couple of years of the pandemic, 2020 and 2021, we would go down there every week and work alongside David Fisher weekly at several of his construction projects, learning all about the major systems, plumbing, electrical, mechanical, foundation, contractor management, you name it, really set me up to be a lead investor and operator of apartment communities. So in 2020, signed up for Lifestyles and got my LEED certification, and also sold my primary residence, that four bedroom house. We sold that and moved into a rent house, and I still live in that rent house, but we took that equity and we invested it in my first apartment community. So we got that in 2022. We still have it, going very well. In 2023, did another deal up in East Texas, and now I'm looking for my third apartment community here in Central Texas. And the reason I wanted to move forward towards multifamily is because going all the way back 20 years to that poor experience with that slumlord that I had, I didn't want anybody else to have to feel that. And there's a lot of people out there who think that they can just go and buy a property and stick somebody in it to live and ignore them and treat them poorly. So my thinking is, let's get around a bunch of like-minded individuals who want to treat the residents with respect, treat the properties with respect, and still make a good return. So I'm on a mission. Part of my major primary aim in life is to capture as many of those units that I can and convert them from a poor experience for the residents to a much better experience.
You know what I just heard you say? You care. Yeah, you totally get it. I mean, your mind is wrapped around the big picture and you care. Not once in what you told me did you say, well, my net worth went up exponentially because I did this and this. Everything that came out of your mouth was, I am worried about my residents. I am worried about my communities. I am worried about the community that I'm invested in. I am worried about making a difference in that community. And I don't want anybody to go through the level of pain that I went through when I was a tenant at the age of 19. Virtual high five, bro.
Yeah, received.
That sums up the Lifestyles Unlimited mentality, does it not?
Absolutely. Yeah, I meet with investors on a weekly basis, and if not in person, over the phone. And it's the same. You know, we share information with each other. We share ideas with each other. I'm on several chat groups with other operators, some passive investors as well. just sharing ideas. This is a new issue that I came up with. Does anybody know how to fix it? And it's all about, we all care about each other.
Yeah, that to me is part of the reason that I am migrating into the lead investor community, because number one, you're in that community. Number two, everybody else that's in that community that I meet with has got the same type of mindset that you have. Where did you get that mindset from, by the way?
I would say I had that bad experience. I read a lot of books. I'm really into self-development, personal improvement. And somewhere along the way, this is not something that I was taught as a kid, by the way. Let's go back to my childhood. You know, I mean, I'm not going to lay down on the couch here, but
it's okay. I'll bully you anyway.
I wasn't brought up in a wealthy household. Neither one of my parents, for various reasons, graduated high school. Loved them to death. They taught me a lot of great lessons. One of which from my dad was, when you borrow something, return it to the person in a much better shape than you found it. But it was a lot of work hard, save the money, save it for a rainy day. There's never enough, a lot of scarcity mentality that was taught to me as a kid. So as an adult, I had to seek out people like members of the Lifestyles Unlimited community, people like David Fisher, Al Gordon, Joey Sullivan, Del Walmsley, people who could share with me these ideas. And the more I surround myself with people in this network, the more I become like them. So that's also part of it as well.
You know, you and I share what I consider to be a funny story. Now, you may not find it to be as funny as I do, but I remember the first time that I met you, we were at, I think, a meetup event in New Braunfels. Do you recall that?
Yeah. Bastrop.
Bastrop. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Go ahead. Share the story about how we met face to face, because this is I find humor. And now if you feel like you're on the spot, just say, Al, we're not going to do this, and I'll switch gears.
And this is also a great learning opportunity for anybody looking to purchase any of their rental properties. So I didn't know what Al looked like. Heard him on the radio a bunch of times by that point. So we're in a group of like three or four people, and he speaks and he introduces, "Hi, I'm Al Gordon." I go, "Oh, you sound just like you do on the radio. That's weird." I don't know why I said that's weird. Like, why is that weird? Of course he sounds like he sounds on the radio. But anyway, the point is, every time I saw Al from that point forward, I go, "Hey, Al's Nathan Rice, the foot in the mouse guy."
Yeah.
And probably like 15, 20 times. Eventually that fell by the wayside, but that's not the point. The point is, I made myself memorable to Al. So now every time I turned it into a funny, it's an inside joke. And every time Al sees me now, he remembers who I am from that first interaction. And actually, Al and I were standing on the front patio of a restaurant the other day at a Lifestyles Unlimited, dinner gathering after a Lifestyles Unlimited road trip. And we were talking to a newer member. And she was saying, you know, I'm struggling a little bit getting my first property. And so I asked her, I go, you know, how many times are you contacting real estate agents? How often are you contacting other single family operators? How many times are you contacting your single family mentors? And I suggested increase the volume, make yourself memorable. Don't be a fly on the wall, a wallflower. You've got to put yourself out there to network with people who have properties and who are seeing properties move in order to get your first property. And I heard that she's taken that action.
She is. We'll be back after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Chad on the life-changing rewards of real estate investing.
Whenever you have residents coming in thanking you for taking what was dull and drab and turning it around, making their lives better, that's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297, a 60% off savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Nathan. Together, we're working on your financial freedom. So, Nathan, you, like me, are a California refugee. Why did you leave California for the great state of Texas?
Let's see. I think I was, let's just call it mid-20s. And I was actually, so I grew up just outside of San Francisco, and I was actually living in the belly of the beast in San Francisco when I met my wife. And I just realized, you know, I tried to buy a property in my hometown, and it just wasn't going to happen. I just realized, you know, maybe I just didn't have enough money yet. I was in my mid-20s, right? But also, I just did not see a future for myself there.
Yeah, me too. I mean, California's got some good things going for it. I mean, let's be clear about that. You got the beaches, you got the mountains, you got the wines, but everything else about California is a little bit, I don't know, a little twisted in my mind. What do you think?
No, I agree. I heard there was a law that monitored, like, it made it illegal to capture rain from your gutters up until, like, 2016. It was not allowed to have, what are those barrels where people capture the water from?
Yeah, those rain barrel catchment systems.
Like, get out of my life!
I mean, you would think with the state,
the rain?
Yeah, you would think with a state that has a problem with water that they'd be okay with that, right? But no, they want all the water, right? They don't want you to have it. They want it.
Yeah. So I'm very happy to be in Texas. I love it here. We have a great community, lots of friends here. We have Lifestyles Unlimited events. So I'm very happy to be in Texas.
So when you went to the Financial Freedom Seminar, which, by the way, for those of you listening, that's the educational course every one of us takes as a brand new Lifestyles Unlimited member. We have a life changer that stands in front of the crowd. He is a multimillionaire. He may or may not look like a multimillionaire, but he is somebody that went from zero to hero when it comes to wealth making. And that person teaches us everything that we need to know to be successful real estate investors. So when you sat in that class, Nathan, what was going through your mind initially? Because let's be clear. You've owned some real estate. You did a lot of short-term rentals. You were able to retire yourself 3 years before becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So what is it that Lifestyles Unlimited could teach you that you didn't already know?
Well, you know, first of all, that it's 16 hours. You got 8 hours on Saturday, 8 hours on Sunday. The first day is focused around single family investing. And I was blown away by all the systems and support that Lifestyles gives to the what they're called challenge members on the single family investing side. I mean, it's amazing. I talk to members and they're like, oh, basically Lifestyles just handed me on a silver platter a deal in the form of an email, right? And
yeah.
I closed on it and now I'm making a ton of money. That's awesome, right? We have something similar on the multifamily side where multifamily real estate agents help us find apartment communities to purchase. But I went into Lifestyles with the main focus of learning the apartment industry. So on Sunday, when David Fisher was talking about multifamily, I had a tiny little sliver of knowledge of multifamily, having hung out with David a bunch of times and you know, doing my own research for the last 6 months or what have you. But gosh, you know, Del Walmsley outlined a very clear path about how to purchase an apartment community. We walk through 100% of apartments, and I've come to learn that other syndicators, other apartment operators don't do that. They'll select a portion of them and that's it. And there might be some red flags in units that they don't see, but we walk through 100%. We do due diligence. We have a checklist that we were given by the Lifestyles community. We have mentors. I mean, I've got Robert Hale and Jeff Zickler on speed dial, and I'm calling them every week or two. I'm talking to David Fisher. We're working as a community to help each other create that best product, best price, so that the residents of Lifestyles Unlimited members' properties have that clean and functional place to call home. And it was actually, I can't remember if it was at the 2-day, but I distinctly remember at the expo when Curtis Haynes talked about debt equity and return on equity. It's not just buy the property and keep it for the rest of your life. It's, you know, that return on the equity in the property, not just the amount that you invested, but also the amount of equity that you build over time, needs to be as high as possible. And so that was a concept that really stuck with me and I had never heard before.
Yeah, it kind of forces you to look at all different angles of a particular asset because, you know, a lot of people, like you said, they tend to look at the income, they tend to look at maybe the equity that they capture, but then they get tunnel vision, right? And they don't realize that they're building all these equities up and that equity is just sitting there in the property, not making you any money. That's a painful reality when you realize how much debt equity you have in assets. So how much debt equity did you have, Nathan? Come on, come clean.
Yeah, we had about $200,000 in debt equity, and that's why I sold that house that I was living in. I mean, it was a heck of a sales pitch to the wife. But, you know, by that time, I had a track record and some success. So I was able to convince her to just sell that home that we were living in and move into the rent house and invested into multifamily.
Have you looked back? I mean, have you questioned what you've done?
Absolutely not. No, I mean, I look back and smile. But,
yeah. But that's one thing you do, man. Every time I see you, you've always got a big smile on your face. You're kind of like the Cheshire Cat of real estate investing.
That's fun. Yeah, someone else mentioned that the other day, too. I never think about it. It's because I love what I do.
I mean, you're happy,
so
right?
Much. I love
you're
it
a
so
happy
much.
Dude.
I'm like,
why not smile?
Know, you know, some people say, oh, how are you doing? Living the dream. No, I for real am. I love what I do. I love operating this apartment communities. I love interacting with my team, with the residents at the other one. I love coordinating with the contractors. I love interacting with the other operators, with passive investors. I love it all.
Let me switch gears on you. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but I've finally gotten off my butt and I've decided to become a lead investor because after 5 years of retirement and just, you know, kind of twiddling my thumbs and watching my friends continue to work, I decided I'd get back in the game with you and everybody else that I hang out with. So as a first time, brand new, aspiring lead, and you're a guy that's been in the saddle a couple of times, what kind of advice, I mean, just global advice, would you have for a guy like me just starting out?
I would say, number one, always think about the experience of the people that you're doing business with, whether they be your contractors, your mentors, your brokers that you're working with, eventually staff, residents. Just always thinking of how can I improve their experience with my company. That's number one. Another thing that I would think of is networking, and you do a really great job with this. I mean, you host a radio show for goodness sake.
And I'm a social butterfly.
Yeah, that too. But networking with people and just being able to, you know, pick up the phone and ask a question, because there's a million different things that can happen in real estate, and they're not all predictable. But within the Lifestyles Unlimited community, Al, somebody has experienced it and gone through it and have some sort of roadmap that you can use to solve your problem. And then just consistency. I'll say consistency, consistency, consistency. So if you're shopping for a property, for example, I am also, and I'm new to this market, Central Texas, because my properties are elsewhere, way far away from here. But I have it blocked off on my calendar an hour and a half every morning, and I'm calling brokers, making connections, evaluating deals, consistency, consistency, consistency. It's just a repeated block of time on my schedule every single morning.
Wow. You know what? I'm doing the same thing. Sounds like I'm following the same roadmap you're following.
Giddy up.
Giddy up, baby. Yeah, because, I mean, that's part of the process. Part of the process is getting your name out there, making sure that the people that actually transact all these properties know that you're a legitimate player. Right?
That's right.
And if you're not dedicating an hour and a half to your business, you're kind of missing the mark, huh?
That's right. Yeah.
Now, how many hours a day do you focus on your business?
I'm a lead. So I'm a fiduciary to my investors. They come first. They're always top of mind. So, you know, I'm always thinking about ways to improve and increase our NOI at our properties. But we're working... I'm working probably, you know, 8, 9, 10 hours sometimes a day. And that's just because I'm a lead, right? I'm not a passive investor. I'm young. I'm not interested in living the lifestyle just yet. We have our moments, right? We carve out some time for breaks, but no, I'm full time in this business.
But you're the business owner, correct?
That's right.
You call the shots, right?
Yes.
Who owns your time besides your wife?
Who owns my time? Well, my investors.
Okay, that's
fair. I'm always thinking of them. But it's not, you know, it's not like they're making me clock into a job, right?
Oh.
I'm self-employed. I control when I work. So if I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I can't sleep, hey, I'll just make me a cup of tea and get to work. And I'm preparing for a meeting that I have, a weekly meeting with my portfolio manager and community manager that we have actually every Thursday, coming up with new SOPs on instructions for my team or how to do things. And I can do that at my leisure whenever I want to. So there's nobody holding my feet to the fire of, you got to show up at this address at this time and stay until this time. Nothing like that.
Wow. You described financial freedom very well.
Oh, awesome.
Dell might send you an email and go, hey, that was good, Nathan. that was my best Dell impersonation. I don't do a good Dell. So at the end of the day, you're self-employed. You're focused on your business. You do what you want when you want to do it. You set appointments based on your needs and requirements. There's nobody literally with their boot on your neck trying to make you meet deadlines that somebody else set for you. You set all the deadlines yourself. You're in control.
Yeah, and you know my big reason why I do that. I have a daughter. She's 7 years old, and I want to be in her life. So every morning as a family, we have breakfast, my wife cooks, we sit down, we have breakfast, we have a conversation, we go around the table. All right, what are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? We talk about our gratitude for the day, a little bit about game plan for the day, who's doing what. And then she goes off to school or whatever activity she's doing for the day. And then same thing in the evening. We sit down at the table and we talk about what was a win from your day. Kind of talk through whatever happened in our days and, you know, kind of plans maybe for the next day or any other topic. But the point is, we're anchored by breakfast with the family in the morning and dinner with the family at night. And I couldn't do that if I had a job. I've had sales jobs in the past, and it's like, you know, you're always trying to meet this quota. And, oh, you have to be in the office at 8. But it's really a flexible schedule, but you get weird looks for real if you're not on time. So lots of pressure from jobs that I don't have to deal with. So I have the flexibility. I'm normally up at 5 a.m., so I'm up. I'm working on my business for a couple hours. And then, for hour and a half or so, we're doing the breakfast and getting my daughter ready for school and out the door, get back to work, do a little exercise, and then end of day, wrap it up, back to family time. And then after she goes to bed, maybe a little bit more work. But I get to choose when I work and when I'm with the family. So I have that flexibility to do that. And then when she has events at school or she's taking acting classes, for example, and they have their play at the end of the 8-week course or whatever she's doing, then I get to go on a Thursday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and see that I'm in that room every single time she has an event like that.
Man, you're describing a reasonably stress-free lifestyle. You know that?
I guess so.
Because you've got everything dialed in. You don't do you worry about money?
I don't worry about money. No. I
focus. Do you worry about time?
But I don't worry about it. Do I worry about time? I'd say same answer. You know, I focus on it, but I don't worry about it. No.
Wow. Dude, you're living the lifestyle. Did you know that?
I didn't. Is that the lifestyle?
That's part of the
feels
lifestyle.
Good.
Now you just happen to be working in a business that you love to do, but that's totally okay because you're financially free, you're real estate retired, and you're doing what you love to do. Man, you found your calling.
Nice. Yeah, it's my primary aim. I love it.
It's pretty cool stuff, bro. Pretty cool stuff. I got to thank you, Nathan, for coming on the show. I know that somebody got inside of your mind and they listened to what you had to say, and you've made a difference in their life. And they're going to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. They're going to sign up for a free workshop, and they're going to get going. And we have it all to thank you for. Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.